This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
Good morning. I'm Scott Cohn. Monterey County has the highest percentage of homeless students in California, according to new state data. KAZU's Ngozi Cole reports.
Monterey's housing crisis is pushing kids into homelessness, say county officials. But they say they also now have better ways to identify students struggling with housing. For example, the county's education department has school liaisons to support the kids they identify. But Donna Smith, who directs the county's homeless children and youth program, worries the current federal administration's proposed cuts may threaten the work.
That is going to be a challenge for our school districts to keep that liaison in place and give them enough time to be able to do all of those responsibilities.
The number of homeless students in Monterey County last year was over 13,000, a jump of 4,000 from 2019. Ngozi Cole, KAZU News.
PG&E now says it is delaying the controversial restart of its battery facility in Moss Landing, which has been offline since the Vistra plant next door caught fire in January. In a statement, the utility says it found a coolant leak in one battery pack, so now the restart is on hold. Meanwhile, Monterey County says it has corrected its online dashboard of test results following the Vistra fire. Nikki Fowler with the County Health Department says a surface water and sediment sampling program will get underway soon.
And that's going to help to provide the additional data points that's needed to be able to produce a comprehensive human health risk assessment.
Fowler says the county will hire a third-party toxicologist to conduct the assessment, but she says it may take 3 months to get that done. This is KAZU News.